Now, we got Mr. Mothershead here, who's very active on the forums that I'm part of. Christian, what do you have to say?
Hey, can you hear me, Bob?
Yes.
I was trying to figure out what you guys were talking about. I just tuned in. I'm not really sure. Something about time.
Well, wait. You just started listening?
Yeah, I just started listening.
Okay. No, you're not going to know. We just played one of our most important sessions, which you'll have to listen to as soon as it gets posted. So, yeah, you're not part of this conversation. So if you want to bring in some other points.
Well, I was just going to ask if you think it's possible for other people to have their own Android memes, Xenochrony or Xenochrony.
Xenochrony.
That word you meant.
Xenochrony. No, here's the precise definition. No, wait a minute. Let me give you the precise definition before I hear your feelings.
Okay.
Xenochrony, which came from Zappa, and he would take a bass line from some song. He taped all his concerts. And then he'd take a drum solo from another song, and he'd see if they would – he'd put them together, and he didn't really want them to sync up, but they would. So that synchronization, he called it strange synchronization. He didn't want it. It would always many times happen. So he came up with the word xenochrony, strange synchronization. Well, I didn't apply it the way he did. But I took the idea of strange synchronicity is that because I would say things on CKLN, so I would do it in public, not a private dream or anything, and do it in public, and then it would show up. And because I said it in public, other people would notice it. So xenochrony is limited to me. I'm the one who gets xenochrony so far. No one else does because I'm saying stuff on media for the public, and the public tells me, oh, that matches up with this or that. I don't seek out the matchings with public events. They're told to me. So if you have a synchronization with something in the media, all of a sudden a big hit comes out called Christian Mothershead, and it wins an Oscar. You say, that's my name.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's all about your name. Sorry. And that's very subjective. That's not public xenochrony. That's synchronicity. That's a synchronizing. So I claim to have a world monopoly on xenochrony because I said ridiculous things many 40 years ago, and then they started happening. For example, when Robin Williams' movie came out, The Man of the Year, about 2004, 5, or 6, Man of the Year, and Harold Channer calls me up in New York City and says, this movie's about you. And the character was called Dobbs. I don't think his first name was Bob. And it's about how he becomes president. And I've been talking about that with Harold privately, through the years. So he noticed the movie was about me. And then I watched the movie, and it was not only about me. The character, Robin Williams' character, becomes president by accident with the very method I became chief of the Secret Council 10 in 1988 on CKLN. Now, that's pretty incredible synchronization, right? Synchronicity. So xenochrony is on. It's not my subjectivity. It's public. So when I started the 5by.com around 2005, 2006, people like Kiki and other young people, I would talk about xenochrony, and they would try to experience xenochrony. They'd say, I want to have xenochrony. And at best, they'd get synchronicity. And I'd tell them, you're not getting xenochrony because you're not talking about stuff in public that then someone else notices in the media or somewhere that you talked about. And you didn't even notice it yourself that it got synchronized. So with all that, intro, you ain't going to get xenochrony until you become a public figure and start having your own show or something and making statements and then waiting for other people to notice what it syncs up with. Okay, Christian? Have I explained it enough?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just have my own internal, somatic.
Yes, there's personal synchronicity. Lots of personal synchronicity. More and more today, under electric conditions, people have more and more information and events happening to them, and more chances for it to match up with something in your private life.
For example, synchronicity. Since you revealed my name, Christian Mothershead, could it relate to the legend that the head of John the Baptist was the Baphomet? Because if you say my last name Mothershead in a certain way, it sounds like Baphomet, Mothershead, Baphomet. And then Christian And they say that that was the head of John the Baptist, that they mummified the Templars back then, and that it could prophesy. You know, like it would speak. It was fucking creepy, but it would tell the future and stuff like that. You've heard those stories, right?
Yeah, but hey, Greg, where did Ian say that John the Baptist's head was in Turkey? Remember that? Now, Ian's talked about the actual leftovers of John the Baptist. I don't know if it was the head, but we might have a different story from those legends you're talking about that we got from Ian. Are you there, Greg?
Yeah, I've only heard it as the bones of Joseph, or bones of John, never a head.
Okay, bones, all right. Not the bones of Joseph, the bones of John the Baptist. Okay, maybe it's that, yeah. Okay, so here you're linking obscurely your name with that, and we don't even know if it's real, the legends. That's very personal. It doesn't have much to do with any of us, Christian. Now that you've said it, okay, but now that you've said it in a public forum, and if you started a radio show or a blog and kept, had that in your introductory song, made it a big theme, and then you sit back and see if it has anachrony.
We'll see what happens as this ripples out across the universe.
We'll have to see what happens to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I know.
Well, Bob, there's another example that's not Xenocrony, but I think more people than I experience it, where you have thoughts in your head, you're thinking about something, and then you go to the internet and you're not searching for that thing in particular, you've moved on to something else, and then the subject of those thoughts you had appear kind of randomly or coincidentally.
But wait a minute. That's true, and that happens more and more. But the fact is you have a medium, the Internet, which registers the thought, and it's preserved there for you to find. That's very hard for you to do, that amount of synchronicity potential before the Internet.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you lived in ignorance before, but now it's just infinite connection.
Yeah, there's a lot more of it. And, of course, people are going to go psychopathic or call it spirituality. They'll get inflated egos over this thing. And so I had to come in and set some standards. Wait a minute, guys. Yeah, more power, all your hyper-subjective synchronicity, but you ain't got no xenocrony happening. Well, what's that, Bob? And then I explain it, and then they shut up. See, that's right. I'm going to have to get a show and go public before I can claim my synchronicity is part of the pelvic realm. So that's the xenocrony. Since Ion was brought in by the public wanted it, the publics, the people, humans today wanted Ion. He just says that in the session tonight. On me talking about all that stuff that seems to anticipate Ion that I did with CKLN is a massive xenocrony when Ion showed up. It made more meaning of what I said back then, and it just sounded like subjective madness, but it has a public role because Ian came, and then I'm seen as the guy who talked it up. That's a massive xenocrony, right?
Yep. Yep, indeed. And you just keep saying it until people believe it. That's what
Einstein did. I'm sticking to it, and I whoop the man that says it isn't so. But, you know,
somebody won a presidential election on the same strategy, I believe. So
right. Yeah. Okay, so nowadays, since everybody can have their technological throne, Web 2.0, everybody is sticking to what they said. And I've noticed a lot of people come on in any topic, and they'll type, hey, I said that 25 years ago. Everybody starts building up their own past myth. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that going on. The Internet makes people become inflated.
That's what – I didn't get the whole sentence, and I wish I had, but that's what Ion said in the session about copper – and how it was very valuable and people were stealing it. And Ion said, that's a tell that Bob's Android meme. and that's what I didn't get the rest of that sentence, but it was like the Android meme is picking up the copper.
It's like a validation of the concept of the Android meme.
Of your discussions, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's nice when Ion comes in and validates my mad theories.
Well, they basically said also that you guys said it, you got it. I think it was part of that section where they said, you know, you just say outlandish things until people believe them, and that's why Ion was attracted to you guys, or that's why Ion came through,
yeah.
Because you had that position. It was, I think,
Ion
the same
says
section.
In the next hour, nobody understands the power of words more than Bob. Now, I didn't know that. A lot of people telling me they understand the power of words, but he states that back then. It's the second part of the same session, October 31st, 2011. But I want to say to Christian, the validity of Ion, Christian, is that Ion remembers things that I said or did that no one else even knows I said or did, and they point it out when it's relevant. Now, that's pretty neat, right? That Ion knows my history.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the guy on Facebook this week that wrote that amazing piece about all of the inherent contradictory natures of all of this, of you, the business with Carolyn and it, you know, succeeding.
Oh yeah, you talk about what Brent
yeah,
wrote.
That, was that his name, Brent? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we have to go into that.
Ion must be like some kind of brilliant AI, but yet it's way beyond that. Even he says, I can't remember
yeah.
the exact words.
Well, we could draw it up. It's a very interesting statement. Are you on there, Gene? Do you know the statement?
Yeah, I'm going to go there. Did you copy it at all? Or, 'cause I can...
No, but I think I know where it is. I'm just going to go over there. It's worth there's more to talk about. You saw my first answer was, it's a nice, very good post, Brent, but where he's saying that I'm a problem for Carolyn, I don't agree with that. I mean, Carol became
yeah.
what she became because of what
sure.
I evoked.
Yeah.
So here it is. I'm gonna,
well, I think there was some satire in there, Bob.
Oh,
know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
And he's also talking
it.
Publicly. He doesn't want to be considered a Bobite or a Bob disciple, Bob clone. So he has to put his private objections in there as a cover, right? Now, what was that thread? Maybe I'll just go in and look at anything that, you know how your Mac shows you what people posted? So you scroll down and look for Brent.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And there's one. Brent posted in Students of Bob. That may not be the one.
No, I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
see,
it was
what,
your
what
page.
Got Brent going is he's reading the great collection of my writings and conversations that Ed put together. And so that's where he started, you know, thinking about the battle between me and Stallman about whether I'm lying or not. And Brian,
yes, he bursts
Brian
out
in
the very, yeah, he intimates that you lie, Bob, in the very, you know, right out from the
yeah.
get-go.
Yeah,
it's a hoot.
He's calling you a con artist from the
yeah.
get-go.
Now, where yeah. have you got the thread there, Gene?
No, I'm still looking.
Okay. The Christian here, he posted something. Oh, yeah, that Kennedy assassination book, very good book, really good, because he covers everything from the beginning. So the 600 books on the Kennedy assassination, you can't read it all. You don't need to read it all. He takes the legitimate points. He's a professor, so he's got that kind of mind. And he summarizes it incredibly for you and brings you right up. He even posted a new Kindle. He went through the 50,000 documents that Trump released last October and in April. So that's a useful service. He's right in there right away. But he has some other levels of thinking in there that's really important. So I just noticed that you responded to that post, Christian. Okay, what else? Are you looking,
I'm
Christian,
looking
yourself?
For it, I am not sure.
Yeah, let's find out what the name of the thread is. I'm going to go over there and just start looking at threads.
What was the original topic? Do you recall?
No, it's either some. It might be the conversations thing, like for some reason,
yeah.
or it was just another argument about me and Mark and whether I'm a blowhard or not.
Right.
So I'm looking. Scrolling down, uh, Okay, I found it. It is the excerpt from Bob Dobbs' Writings and Conversations, September 9th is when it was posted.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he posts a statement, a quote, a whole bunch of quotes from that collection, and then he comments on it. The first comment is Anne Olivia Plurbro has a Looney Tunes cartoon. Then Adam Pugin, who runs, it's his forum, New Aspirations Group,
right.
He says, this is the maximum lies, or what he calls max lies, in brackets, postmodern discarnate perspective. What about maximum truth? So Brent had said something about, I don't see it in his first post, but we know he's going to talk about lies, but maybe it was on another thread. So Adam reminds us of, well, Bob's in the world of max lies. What is the max truth about Bob is what Adam's saying.
Uh-huh.
And Brent says, this definitely is not maximum lies. We haven't even begun to talk about Ion. So Brent's saying to Adam, well, you're working with a limited appraisal of Bob because you don't know about Ion. And then Brian, who's ready to talk about this, is one of the best explainers of all this stuff. He agrees with Brent. So then Brent makes his post, and he says, Brian Taylor did a really great maximum truth and maximum lies analysis on Bob a few months back. Maybe he has that post saved. My maximum lies, and he calls it max lies, my max lies would portray Bob as a megalomaniac troll on the Internet, going all the way back to his radio days at CKLN. So I remember I never had a show on CKLN. I got to be a guest, so I trolled myself onto CKLN, you could say. Then Brent says, despite the lies, he has a considerable amount of knowledge of McLuhan, Lynn LaRouche, and the rest of his holy offices. Enough knowledge to get listeners involved and recommend books, videos, courses, etc., that explore these out-of-the-box intellectuals. He spends hours upon hours discussing these holy offices, but it doesn't seem to have any monetary benefit to himself. I always had that going for me. The fact that I was making no money, you wouldn't think I was totally lying. And I knew that.
Right.
As long as I don't make any money, there's a potential that I'm real. Right?
Yeah, but Bob, I want to ask Brent, which lies? You know, specifically.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
What?
No, we're going to. You have to have Brent here to get some of those points. But anyways, just this point about, you know, and it fooled everybody. I mean, this debate about me has been going on for 35 years. And people would say, well, you know, he's not making it. He's not getting anything from it. For fuck's sake, what's in it for him? You know, people think you lie mostly to get economic stuff. I had it covered. I didn't need any economics. So I had that righteousness, right? But I'm so fucking devilish. I knew, and I played it up very subtly. I didn't make it obvious, but I knew it would help me to seem like I might be saying something true, right? So you were just laughing with that, Gene. Very clever on my part, right?
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I even get to admit it right here. I'll even tell you how I used it. So he says,
well, that's what, and these shows, again, to have the background that I have and that Bert has, the 5 years that, you know, that we've been listening. God, yeah, these private sessions and then the discussions that get evoked, you know, and again, Brent has been a great addition, just what he adds to the show and to his reflections on you. It's just great. Go on.
Yeah.
Go.
It makes it richer and richer. That's where it becomes an art form.
Yes.
So then he says, okay, Bob, no benefit to himself. He rarely has over 15 active listeners and isn't an agent of any of these factions. See? That's a very good point to notice, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm kicked out by all the groups I support. They all kick me out. Which shows you how incredibly artistic and detached I am about the whole scene. I'll promote you. Even though you're an asshole, if you've got some good stuff, I'll promote you. That's how scientific I am. So that's another thing that enhances my righteousness. And then he goes on to another paragraph, and he says, Bob boasts about this Ion figure. Now, for me, Ion really, you know, moved to another level. What I've been talking about, my strategies up to this point before Ion, that's all CKLN and after. But not after March 18, 2009, it's a whole new game, right? Even I have to wonder whether I'm being conned by Ion, okay? So my
you're
con surrounded me. Yes, my match, the greatest con man in history. I chose him to take on a very good con man, Bob Dobbs, with his wife, Connie. Connie. Who is a real con man once you get to listen to her for a while. So, Bob boasts about
the
this.
The only one Ion trusts.
That's right.
The con man that... Yeah.
The con man's con man is what she is. Where's Carol? Carol's sleeping. She doesn't even care about this shit. She's sleeping right now. That was much for her to listen to.
I almost got kicked out of the church of the subgenius group on Facebook today because I was praising your teachings and such, and this one started pulling rank and saying he'd been around for a long time. If you're a deanie, you know, the higher ups among the church, the subgenius, they're going to kick you out right away. And so
wait, Christian, this is important. Are you in the new one?
Yeah, I'm in, dude. And Duel?
Well, wait a minute. This is very important. This is very important infiltration here.
He's everywhere.
We know the subgenius are stupid. They're not listening. We can be quite open about this infiltration because they can't get to this frequency. So, Christian, what's it called?
Well, Bob, we're being infiltrated as you speak.
Oh, that's all right.
They
no
got
problem.
To our frequency.
We even include that. We're okay because we're not even trying to get into their scene. But what is, what is it called? It's not subgenius. It's subgrievous, something. What is it, Christian?
I think it's just the Church of the Subgenius Facebook group is what I'm on.
Oh, it may not be the special one. What's it called, Sarah? The special one that you smuggle me into.
What? The Scrub Genius.
Scrub Genius. So you're not on Scrub Genius, are you, Christian?
No, but I'll join it right now.
Well, what you do, you try. They will put you through the rigmarole of Sarah had to be tested. They want you got to look real creative. You have to make art and stuff, and they'll test you out. And they're also looking to see a genie.
It took years of making a fake cyber trail for them to allow me to be inducted, and then I had to pass through a very... a smattering of rigmarole, we'll say.
Right, and then so as soon as she got in there, she got me in there, and then I allowed them, after about a day, I said, this could take a lot of time. I don't want to be too involved here. I got the basic membership list, and so the foundation, and then I started myself, and they got me and Sarah kicked off real fast. So unfortunately, Sarah never got in there, but she would have been wasting her time. But I think I know what group. I think I applied for them about 6 months ago, Christian. I don't know if I got accepted. I just forgot about it, but I'll have to see if I'm accepted. So you come in there, and you what did you say you were doing in your first sentence? You promoted us?
I talk about you all the time. Like, they just talk about this, you know, quotation marks Bob character that's just a cartoon character and just make all these snide jokes. And I'm like, no, Bob is a real person. I talk to him on the phone all the time. That's a cartoon character based on the real Bob. You know, and then, you know, because you're one of my friends.
Well, how long, hold it now, Christian. Here's the important part. Yeah. How long could you talk about me? How long you been in there before they start to look at you?
That's the funny thing is that's where I first met Guy Duell, because he's the administrator of that group. And then he came over to your page and was throwing mud at you, right? And it's like, I think he can read everything I'm doing. And I think he secretly approves that, like, he has to put up some kind of front of being, like, pink and... like he's going to kick anybody out that doesn't conform to some idiotic bullshit, right? Because they never kick me out. They always threaten it, right? When this last guy...
Right, and so, look, wait, Christian, hold it. So guy came in a year or two ago. You're the reason he came over.
Maybe so. Could have been.
Yeah, that's interesting because he finally freaked out. I went over to his Facebook page last week and posted stuff that we were doing because he was trying to... you know, put us down, and he immediately deleted himself from everything, from our Facebook and wherever else he was. He put his foot down. When I went over and posted something pro-Bob Ion in his scene, he couldn't tolerate that. But he was even, you know, he was lurking and using my stuff a lot. I'd see that he would share things. So you caused that. Okay, so Guy Duell let you in there.
Yeah, he doesn't kick me out either.
Right. So then, so you've been on there talking about me, and no one objected till lately?
Oh, they've always objected, and they always rattle their saber at me, and then nothing ever happens. And it's like I saw an interview with Alex Jones where he has the same attitude, like, I don't care that they deactivated me, and he tries to be, you know, just like, I have no attachments to this. Like, I will let this whole thing die, but I'm just going to keep saying the same thing and saying the same message and just going forward with that. And that's what seems to be working, you know, to just stay out there. And I've brought two people, that guy, Terry Johnson, and that Paul, something or other.
I saw the Terry Johnson. He's a new guy. Brought them over to get affected. Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you just stayed with it. You're staying with it you're not worried. You're staying there. You don't care if they kick you off or not. And, see, the real test will be when you try to get on Scrub Genius. They might notice, oh, you're the guy, you're the dean. You will not get in. But if you're lucky, they won't notice that.
He called me a deanie, and then that was my response. They wrote, oh, no, sir, I ain't no deanie.
This is how absurd social communication's gotten, Gene. Note this. We're denying we're fucking nothings. You know, I'm not a fucking deanie. I would never allow myself to be a deanie. It's not deanie. It's a sub-deanie.
It's interesting because they did the opposite to me. They said, well, we're deanies. If you're not a deanie, then you're not with us.
What? Who did
that? I was like, I don't know what that means. Whenever I called in the show. So I just rolled with it.
Our show, Sarah? What show?
On their show.
What show would that be? You mean Synesthesia?
Yes.
And they said that they were deanies? That's not true.
Yeah,
they didn't say that.
Because it's, you know, just take the opposing argument, I suppose. So they were, well, we're deanies, because they thought I was going to take an argument for you. And I just started singing, I don't want no scrub, the scrub is a guy, which is a TLC song, an old, or not old, but 90s R&B group.
Genius. But you knew.
Correct, but I didn't know that at the time. So because I did that to kind of block them out, I think that sealed the deal on getting in. Now that I think about it.
And that's when you got into what? The Scrub Genius?
Yes, the forum.
See, that
doesn't
make sense.
Accepted.
You don't know what you're doing, and you get in there, and you had applied for a year.
Well, I'm allowing, when I just allowed confidence to take over, my instinct retort to I'm a deanie, and if you're not with that knowledge, then you can't get in here. I just started singing that song.
Okay. And it had the word scrub in it.
It's a negative song. It's about, I don't want a scrub, I don't want some guy that's writing with his friends.
Did you know about Scrub Genius when you quote the song?
Yeah, no.
See, okay, well then, I was working with you there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Because once you got me in, I took the list, I zapped the list, and then I posted it, and the key people, what's her name, the one that's a radio show in Atlanta, Susie the Floozy, they all said, he must have been in here. He does have the original founder list, you know, so that verified I got in there, and that was all that was important. But anyway,
Bob, let me give you a to-the-minute update, Bob. The guy who was originally playing the narc on me, his name is Rock Roswell. I don't know if you know that guy. All this stuff happened. Well, anyway, this all happened hours ago. But just as we started this conversation, he added yet another response to this conversation that ended hours ago. And his response is, he says, in fact, there's an hour of Slack episode about it, which is to say about you, apparently.
Oh, we gotta get that.
That's what it is, Bob. That's what I'm talking about. It's the hour of Slack.
Well, they usually don't take phone calls.
Ion shut down the phone lines, and I was the only person that could get through. And they made a joke about it and said, oh, I guess Ion can run the phone lines now because only this very important caller
Ion,
can get through.
They knew about Ion at that point.
Well, that's what they said when they introduced me. They said
we're talking, 4 years ago?
Yeah, whoever the host was said, I quote, I guess Ion can magically control all the phones because we can only take this one really important caller. He can only be the one to get through.
Stang. Stang knew about Ion. He posted something about it very quickly. So he monitors what I'm doing or people do, and they tell him pretty quickly. So he made a judgment on Ion way back in early 2010, right when we went public. And then we were on there yelling about RNA drops one year, and he mocked Carolyn's voice. But that's a few years later, so they know about Ion. But when you say that we Ion shut the phones down, because Ion did shut their phones down at CBS, at the University of Cleveland. He said that.
Yep.
And Stang and them couldn't get the phones working for months, and I told them Ion did it. So he knew that. See, they're monitoring this in some way.
They must be listening to the live broadcast of us talking about it. That's why Roswell said that to me just a few minutes ago now.
Yeah, but see, they've been talking about me periodically for 25 years, so we have to find out how old is that Slack episode. If it's an old one, it doesn't matter. We probably heard it. But if it's a new one, we got to get that because we monitor them as much as they monitor us. So, yeah, ask Rob about where can I get that in the archives. You ask him.
Okay.
And you're saying it's Rob Roswell?
Or is it? Yeah, I believe it was. Let me double check since you're asking now.
Yeah. I got to go over there.
I just posted the link to Hour of Slack where all the archives are.
They clear the archives that you can download for free pretty often, maybe like biannually.
Are you talking about the Hour of Slack?
Yes, but when I say pretty often, I mean
archives are always posted. Those are always available. You know what?
Are they?
On the website subgenius.com. So the when you go on the Facebook, and I guess it shows you the home column. The first thing I see is Terry Johnson. He posted something on U2 singer Bono mocks Sweden Democrats as Nazis at Paris concert. So there's Terry Johnson, and it has you, and then has you going, "Fuck this asshole." So he goes, "Which one?" And so then the next thing is RNA reset, and then Brian Taylor. So I never look at home. It's just people I'm friends with. You see their stuff, but I'm just getting on. So now I'm going to put in Church Sub Genius. I want to find out which one you're on, and Church of the Sub Genius. Let's see. So I'm going to Church Sub Genius. And there's several. The first one says Church Sub Genius. Sub Genius is in blue, and it says Eternal Salvation. About this group, no posts. I can't really get in that one. I've got to become a member. 25,000 members. That's a lot. Is that the one you're talking about? The Church Sub Genius and Sub Genius is in blue.
No, it is.
Okay.
I'm going
to the next one. I'm going to the next one, Church of the Subgenius. It has no "the" in front of it, just Church Subgenius.
Right.
And it has Rubio Alex. Actually, I can see their posts. The first one is Duchamp's Urinal. Then you go down, there's a cartoon, the guy machine gunning 2016. So maybe that's pretty old. Not much activity there.
This one has 10.6K members, the one that I'm in.
Okay, now I'm going to go back to the next Church Sub Genius. Church of the Sub Genius Recruitment Group, it says 40 members. Okay, so you need to take the URL for this page and put it in our chat line so we can put the URL in. Then I can join it and see where that gets me.
Okay.
Now I'm scrolling down. Someone named Christian Hartman, he has a place called Exposing the Church Sub Genius. He says, I was banned from both Facebook groups who call themselves Church Sub Genius for commenting and reporting racist and right-wing memes. Church of Scientology much? So that's some guy got banned. But, okay, so have you done that? Taken the URL and posted it?
I'm working on it.
It doesn't take much. Now, Gene's posted something. But not what you...
That's the Hour of Slack archives.
Yeah, the whole thing. Right. But Christian, you're on that site, the Facebook page. You just go up to the top blank and cut and paste the URL. It doesn't take long if you're on the Facebook group.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, what do you mean trying?
Every time you just put the blue
marker and click and then copy.
I'm not that smart. But I really have always felt like machines are jinxed. With me
No. Stop making up, arguing for your limitation. You're on the Church of Subgenius. You go to the top.
I know what the URL is, and I'm touching it, and it just doesn't, it wiggles, and it doesn't stick, you know? I know what it looks like to copy and paste things.
Okay, Gene just did one. We don't know what Gene's looking at, but let's try Gene's.
Sure.
Yeah, you're saying it won't let you copy it.
Yeah, well.
It says this content ain't available, Gene, so what the fuck did you post?
It was the Church of the Subgenius Facebook group that has 10,600 members.
Yeah,
all right, that's the one he's on.
Yeah, and I just went out to the actual.
I'm clicking on it. You know what it says, Gene? It says 2205-107-011. I click on it,
nothing.
And it says this content's not available.
And I just copied the URL from Facebook. Can you do that, or is there some other way to?
No, from Facebook. Every group has a number. So they could have me blocked.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I've been trying to tell you. But I just it says couldn't add members. I just tried to add you as a member. You are blocked. However, when I type your name occasionally, it will come up in dark black, which means they can click on your name and, you know, follow it to your page. But never if I start a sentence with your name, interestingly.
So they've got me well filed to their advantage there.
Right, right.
They can follow me, but they won't let me in.
Yes.
So, Bob, when you had the list, when you were reading off the list, was there a group that the picture had a lot of red in it? It was kind of a digital thing with a lot of dots.
I will look that up.
And
I didn't see that. I saw three of them. And let's just see when they come up. You know, you start to type it, and the variations come in. So there's the Church Subgenius 1. I click on that, and that gives me three. The Church Subgenius, which has 25,000 members. Then the Church of the Subgenius at 76 members, and Church of the Subgenius Recruitment Group, 40 members. So the 25,000 member thing, they aren't blocking me. So I'm going to join that group.
There you go. There you go. Christian, you joined that group too.
Right.
Yeah.
It says, please answer these questions. Read the rules to help the admins review your membership. This group is not meant for your conservative or liberal agenda. Political posts, memes, etc., will get you immediately removed from the group. Got it? Yes, I agree. All right? We're not prudes, but Zuckerberg is. If you post nudity, Facebook will fuck us right in the hee-hole. Don't, okay? Also, once inside, read the whole pinned post first. This is a serious place. And the subgenies, they're very practical, you know. They don't fuck with the rules. So what am I supposed to say to that one? Read. We're not approved. I'll just say I won't. I won't post porn. Is that what I would say?
Mm-hmm. You said it was 25,000 members?
Yeah. 25,066.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, I'm going to join that one soon.
Send to administrations. Okay, Eddie, your answers anytime. You know, maybe I tried to apply to the other one, and when I applied, they blocked me. And that was like 6, 8, 10 months ago. So they're telling me they'll let me know. So we got
this guy's got to apply to join his own church. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm acting out the Jesus thing. If Jesus returned today, his own church would reject him. See?
You're absolutely
I got that
right.
happening.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. If Jesus returned, they should update it. They say, if Jesus returned today, there'd be a mock version of our church, so the Church of Jesus, and they wouldn't let him even in that one.
Exactly. I know. And that's, in fact, that's what much of the conversation today on that other Church of the Subgenius page was about, was how they were disgusted that some subgeni considered themselves Christians These are the more, you know, snowflake SJW, militant atheist communist sites that have this hardline view and that Christians are shit, you know, and all this sort of thing. And I was quoting you where you were talking about how you want to combine Zappa's paganism and LaRouche's, like, atheistic scientism and McLuhan's Thomism, Catholicism, and, you know, whatever. And then also the Wyndham Lewis quote about he's part fascist, part anarchist, part communist, part monarchist, part et cetera, right? And
you posted all that. That's very good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. And I was just saying, you know, the subgenius is wide open-minded, which means that we never truly reject anything, nor do we truly accept anything, you know, and so, like, just trying to make them see that they're being really narrow-minded by their complete rejection of even the notion of Jesus and, you know, like, they talking to them about how Constantine, how distorted the image of Jesus is, you know, by the Emperor Constantine appropriating that and making it the state religion of the Roman Empire, and but, you know, of course.
I got you. I got to interrupt you here.
Yeah.
Now, there's someone called VM Straka on the chat room. He came in last week with that name, and he's posting all kinds of different subgenius-related stuff. So Straka may be Stang. He might be Reverend Stang or Rush Limbaugh or somebody. So watch what he's posting. He's laughing a lot at what we're talking about. I think he thinks he knows more than us.
Maybe so. We'll look out for that name, VM Straka. Okay.
Well, it's right there. It's the latest post on the chat line. But, no, that's very good what you're doing. If you're posting that kind of stuff in there, they're mostly ignoring you?
They engage me. But, you know, see, I've really been excited about listening to that conversation that you had on September 11th with the young millennial kid, and you said he's the first one that you've met that can really understand what you mean and is having the same experience and all that sort of stuff, because so many of these kids are really, really lost. And so I try to just...
Now, that kid, now who would that be? Was that... That was not... It was a new guy, right? It was a new person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was wonderful. He was talking about Mac Miller with you. Remember?
Who's Mac Miller?
Mac Miller is that...
Mac Miller, you're talking about Brent.
Yeah.
Brent.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell that. But yeah, he was talking about Mac Miller passing away.
Right.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And what did he say about Mac Miller?
That he is just like the cliche white kid that embraced hip-hop and had no reason.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was very, he was a winner. Everything went well for him.
Right.
Right. And then he died. Right.
But he needed a drug.
Right. So we were talking, all that was with Brent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's writing this thing. So we should go back to what we were reading to get through this. So he says in the next paragraph, Bob boasts about this ion figure that also seems to have a considerable amount of knowledge of art, science, and medicine. Now, when he says Bob boasts, I know that Brent has talked to Ion and been affected. So I'm reading this the first time the other day, and I'm saying, okay, is he lying? Where is he going to go with this? So, because he can't just say it's something that Bob boasts about, because Brent kind of believes Ion. So then he says, Ion has to be some sort of AI operation. That's a good statement. Using the internet to generate responses. Ion is much too quick and accurate to be a very smart human being. It is much faster than Siri or Google Assistant. It could be strongly assumed that Bob spent lots of money to create Ion. Yeah. Now, at this point, Brent is pretending he's detached. He's, you know, he's talking in a detached, critical way. He's not duped by Ion. But now he's sort of implying that this is a put-on. So he said his criticism or his detachment is a put-on. Anyways, he says, as well as dedicated a lot of his own time to propagate this scam, if Bob really got a kick out of doing this, it would take great personal sacrifice to keep the operation afloat. See, he's proving that Ion is real by, you know, raising these points. Ion doesn't provide much personal benefit to Bob. There are some tapes that are sold, but the money made back from selling these tapes would never come close to paying off the investment needed to create Ion from the ground. Excellent paragraph. Excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, yeah. I would not have spent millions to do this new form of AI. Then he says,
no.
Lastly, there is always the idea that Bob's bullshit, especially Ion, is meant to market his wife's health products. Well, okay, yes, we create all this shit. So Carol's, she only had one product in the beginning, RNA drops. We did all this to make the drops go. Yet again, this is a massive investment of time and money to promote supplements that are quite competitively priced already. I think he means by that they're pretty low priced, right? I don't see it being a profitable model. That's right. Bob's wife already has the credentials to be successful in her field, but oh, Bob's bullshit. One could argue that Bob may get in the way of the selling of her products by turning them into some sort of marker of superhuman ability. After all, the RNA drops aren't really the crux of his wife's supplement sales. And Brent's noticed a lot, you know. The majority of her customers appear to be flowing through her radio show and purchasing pico-sized mineral solutions. Similar products exist, such as Isotronics minerals, and people seem to have good results with her products, so they keep on buying. I've seen great results. I've seen great results personally. So there he gets honest, as well as family members. It's good to bring that in without having knowledge of the Bob, Ion, and Carolyn trilogy. Also,
I got to learn to do that, Bob, because every time I want to try to get somebody on the product, I start talking about all this stuff that we talk about, and it just makes them, I don't know, I can't.
It makes it worse.
To sell the product. Yeah, it makes it worse.
Yeah, you've
got to,
you can't mention us. But listen, you've got to cut and paste this whole three paragraphs and put it on the Churches of Genius.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's see how they react to this. He never gave me a chance to explain myself. And Brent's doing a good job of explaining me, you know? With a put-on angle, but
it's like an intelligence agent's report to his handler.
That's right. This is a New York Times op-ed saying we've got Bob covered. We've got him infiltrated. Bob ain't doing nothing. There are adults in the room. And did you see what they're now saying? They believe that Trump posted that op-ed, and he put in the line, there are adults in the room, because he wanted people to believe there actually were sane people in his administration. But this is Bob level of, see, okay, start it this way. You got to go join Alt Fan Subgenius, whatever it is, when the old days when you had Alt Fan. The old group.
Alt Slack.
Alt Slack. You find that, get in there, because there's like 20,000 posts by me in there, and everyone's going to see these incredible insults. Are you laughing because you've read them, Sarah?
Let me calm down a little bit. Yeah, because if you look at the analytics of that, and you look at what you really, really posted, it's still astounding. But if you look at that as face value and just look at the name and what's posted, it's ludicrous.
Yes, and it's hilarious. But what my point is that all that's happened. Remember, Ion said Trump is Bob in the White House. The hatred of Trump and the debate about him has gone on about me for 25 or more years. Okay, all there on all flack. I acted out that Trump, the greatest artist alive today, I'm his John the Baptist, and he's actually my John the Baptist. He's preparing the world for me. But it's very, very righteous, and to see what this argument that Brent's trying to explain has been going on for 25 years. And so, yeah, take this and put it over there in Altland. Now, there's usually not – there is a few sub-Jesus still there, but mostly they're KKK people or something. That's why staying them left. They got taken over. They didn't have me protecting them, and so they didn't want my protection, so they formed their own secretive scrub genius thing. Okay, so he says so Bob and Carolyn trilogy, without having knowledge, she's still selling stuff. Also, her products are promoted through her books, which contain hundreds of peer-reviewed sources. Anyone with a university education of biology or chemistry can understand the credibility. In that case, Bob likes to waste a lot of time and money entertaining himself and probably isn't much benefit to his wife's business operations. Okay. So then you go and you look at who liked this post by Brent. Where are they? There was a whole bunch of them. Where could that be? Maybe it's under... that's funny. There was a whole list.
Click on the thumbs up thingy, right?
Thumbs up, yeah. Well, there's one. That's you. Look, there's a whole bunch of people who liked it, and I can't find the
list.
I'm
one of them.
You're the only one.
I am the only one. Yeah, that's right.
But there is a whole list of.
Did you posted his post on your Facebook page? That's the one that I saw.
Oh, that's where they went. Good, that's right. So I got to go over there because I want to show you something.
So okay, where did Brent originally post it? Did he post it? Do you remember?
I think on New Explorations. On New Explorations.
Okay.
Because that's where – I don't think he would make that an issue on my Facebook page because it's not an issue. Everybody's a fan, so to speak, on my page. But over in the enemy territory of Mark Stallman, he had to say that. So I'm scrolling down. How far down do I got to go to get to this that meme? Did you listen to Joni Mitchell put down Bob Dylan?
Oh, sir?
Yeah.
No.
I posted an interview a few days ago with her, which is interesting, what she had to say about how the baby boomers failed. So I'm scrolling down looking for...
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
I listened to the CKLN Unfortunate Sonic Casualties.
Yeah, that great thing. That great thing.
Yeah.
Very great.
So you do talk about Mark Stallman. I don't know how recently you've listened to it, how fresh it is in your memory, but you talk about Silicon Alley, which is just superb, and then the nonlinear.
Why am I going to that? Because let me see.
Nonlinear. I'll tell you why.
I'm still friends with Mark back then.
You're trying to get him to call in because Greg has already called in. Dave Neufeld's on there. Someone else just had called in, and so you're requesting him to call in on air, basically.
I'm requesting Mark to call in?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's in New York City. I don't know why I would
Well, you're
that.
Saying that he should have – well, you actually addressed that. You say that these kinds of people should have better developed their ESP towards when you would be available and how to go with you.
He should know, yes. But, you know, last night – Greg only – he calls in. We don't know Greg when he calls in, but he comes down to the station after the show, and that's when Greg and I meet.
Right. That's exactly what it sounds like what's happening. That's what I thought. How odd.
And we didn't know who he was. And then we found out he was the guy doing International Connection. He took it over.
Yeah.
And so
he says he's going to have you
Greg
on.
That night. And that was a big deal in his life because he'd heard of me for – what is that? He'd heard about me for 15 years or something. And finally he got to meet me only because he came home and turned on the radio just by coincidence and couldn't believe I was on CKLN.
See, and Mark Stallman remained a goat and probably knew he should and didn't do it and will never admit he should have. He probably claims no knowledge.
Show. Do I explain who – do I go into the five five Americans, three Saudis, and four Saudis, and three Germans. So I go into that part of who did 911 on that show.
You don't say those words until what youth this past week.
No, but I'm interviewed.